Oh, goodness. You know, if there's anything that'll really get to you, just start reading God's Word. It'll really get through to you, you know, so praise the Lord. Yes, we are grateful to all the men that have been in the military, that have fought and died for our country to give us the freedom we have. But freedom is not without cost. You know, and we see that now. You know, there's never been a time in our life, not in my life anyway, that there's been as many people that's trying to take away all the freedoms we have. I know they've done crazy things like this, but never have I seen what I've seen in the last 2 years. You know, so especially, really the last 10 years, but the last two, it's really come to a head. And I don't know what's going to happen, but it don't look good. So if there was ever a good time to be a Christian and a time to pray, and I just want you to know that when gasoline got to $4 a gallon, I don't know how many other people's doing this besides me, but I realize I have dominion on this earth. Amen. And I have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so as I pass that station going over to the field house, I go over there nearly every day. And as I go over to the field house, when I pass the Alsops up there, when I saw it get to $4 a gallon, I said, that's it. That's it. I'm coming against you, demons of greed. I'm commanding you, demons of greed, to take your hands off of the oil in the world, but especially in the United States of America, and especially in Texas. That's where I live. But Lord, I'm not just going to be selfish, but I'm rebuking the demons of greed that's bringing the oil up to, they say, it's going to be $200 a barrel. Well, I'm saying it's going to come back down to $30 a barrel. You know, and I've been rebuking that on a continuous basis every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And this last week, I saw gasoline for $3.48. You know, so it went from $4 to $3.48 in just a matter of a few weeks. And I believe if all of us will continue to stay on them demons of greed's doorsteps, don't you, Richard? We stay on their doorsteps and let them know we're not taking this laying down. You know, we're going to come against them in the name of Jesus and demand in Jesus' name that they lower the price of oil back down to $30 a barrel and the gasoline at the pump down to a dollar. You know, and so, you know, I did that last time when it got to $4 a gallon. I waited till it got to $4 a gallon and I started doing that. And do you know, gasoline oil did come back down into the 30s, and it did was a dollar and something at the pump. Amen. You know, and then I'm like everybody else, I got complacent, see. I thought, okay, now it's back down where I can afford it. You know, so I kind of got lazy. Well, then it started going back up. It took a year or two or three, whatever it was, but then it started going back up. And I think if these promises that are in this book, God has given us everything we need. I mean, I was just talking to Brian there a while ago, and me and him both was, I know it struck him in awe, just like it did me, that there was Jesus, our Savior, out there on the ocean or the Sea of Galilee, and there's humongous storms out there, and the ship's being tossed and turned and everything else, and they go over and shake him and say, Lord, wake up. Well, he's not the least bit concerned. He's asleep. Lord, wake up. Do you not care that we drowned? And he got up and he said, peace, be still. And then he turned to the boys and says, where's your faith? What's the problem here? Where's your faith? Well, I guess he's probably still saying that to most of us today, don't you think? I can only imagine if the king come back and he says, well, let me examine your life, Thurman. You have had almost zero faith. You know, if you really had some faith, if you had real faith, nothing would be impossible. Yeah. I told you. Did I not tell you that? Mm-hmm. If you have faith and doubt not. Now, you know, that couldn't be true, could it? In fact, this young fellow right here a while ago, he came in here a while ago and said, Pastor, I got to tell you something. He said, I forget, way back a year or so ago, whatever it was, you had pain in your knees for a long time, right?
Yeah, football injury.
Oh, even a football injury. Okay, so he played football more than a few years ago.
Yeah,
so he's had pain, and he came up for prayer 3 weeks ago, and you know what he had the audacity to tell me? That in those 3 weeks, he has had no pain in his knees for the first time in years. Now, and see, the Lord was right there saying, well, why didn't you pray about this a long time ago? You know, there wasn't no sense for you to be in pain all these years. All you had to do is get away from your unbelief and pray and believe.
I hadn't met you before then.
Well, do you know what it is? Well, that's what I started to say. The Jesus was there all the time, wasn't it? You met him a long time ago, and it just happened that you finally meet somebody that has faith. Now then, is this faith limited to Thurman Scrivener?
No.
Now, who can do this? Everyone. Can't we all do this, Brian? You know, or we should be able to, right? I mean, the king is the one made the promises, and I'm the one that learned the promises. Now, I'm doing the best I can to share them with you so you can stand on these same promises. You know, and, you know, it's just wonderful when you read. In fact, I think that's in Matthew 17:20. Isn't that where that's at? Let's turn over there right quick before we go into what I'm going to do. Let's go to Matthew 17:20, and I just want you to read that. Matthew 17:20, I think. In fact, let's go up one or two verses above that so we get a little bit of an idea there of what he's talking about, say 18 or 19 or something like that, in verse Matthew 17. Then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him. From that moment, the boy was well. Now, he rebuked that demon. Afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? Do you know, in the church I was raised up in, I never heard anybody say I could even think about casting out a demon. Did you, Terry? I mean, my pastor never one time did I ever hear, never have I ever heard a Baptist preacher tell me when I was in the Baptist church. Of course, I was only in there about 65 years. But, you know, I never heard a Baptist preacher tell me I could cast out a demon. I don't know why they don't teach that. Because it's in the Bible. I certainly didn't learn it at church, but I did learn it reading God's Word in my private office at home or flying across the country in an airplane reading the Bible or something. But afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? And let's see what his answer was in verse 20. Verse 20. He didn't have enough faith. Can you imagine what people would do to you if they said, well, why didn't I get healed? And I say, you didn't have enough faith. Oh, my goodness gracious, you talk about causing an uproar.
I don't like
it. Or I could say, I tell them, well, you didn't get rid of your sin. You have sin in your life, you know. You just try this the next time you see somebody that's sick, say, how are you feeling today, sister so-and-so? And she starts with her list. How many times you've been in church and say, how are you doing today? And, oh, my arthritis is hurting me. Oh, my whatever, you know, my fibromyalgia. Oh, I'm in pain. My knees have been hurting me for 10 years. You know, how many times do we hear that? Well, then you say, well, what is your sin? What? Are you saying that I'm sinning? Yes, I'm saying you got a sin in your life. That's what's causing it. Okay, well, let's repent of sin. Okay, let's repent of sin and let's pray and nothing happens. They come back next Sunday and say, well, what's the problem now? I repented of all my sins. I said, well, you didn't have enough faith. What? Unbelief? I mean, now, who could get away with this? Who just got away with this in the Word? Who said that? Oh, the king. You think he can get by with this? You didn't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I assure you. You know, that's pretty strong words, isn't it? I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and only a few things would be impossible with you. What would be impossible with us?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing? You know, it just couldn't say that. You just think about this. It just couldn't really say nothing would be impossible with you if you only had faith. But that's what your Bible said too, huh, Terry? So if your Bible said it, Eldon, your Bible said the same thing? Brian, yours say the same thing? Rosemary?
In all four translations.
You got four translations? Kim's got four translations, and all four of them say the same thing. Well, then, Kim, why is it that we went so long?
We don't believe.
That's the whole thing. I mean, what was the problem with what was the problem with these boys? Jesus told him, you have what? No faith. Now, you would never dream. Now, Actually, how many years did you really have the pain with your knees? How many? Can you just give me a rough idea? Oh, you heard it years before. But last November is when it started hurting.
Oh, did it?
And it hadn't stopped since till 3 weeks ago.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what the king would say, and I know it's what he'd say to me. I think about the time whenever my car ran out of gas, didn't run out of gas, the fuel pump quit working on my car, and I was down at Granbury that night, and Friday night at 9 o'clock, and I got out and checked the car, and the fuel pump was not pumping any gas, and of course, you know, here I am, a son of God, reading the Word, you know, and not believing it. And I said, Lord, I said, shucks. I said, here I am, Granbury, Texas, 9 o'clock on a Friday night, dead in the water. They ain't a fuel pump short of Fort Worth or Dallas, this foreign car that I'm driving. I said, Lord, I'm dead in the water. What am I going to do? You know, you say that, you're talking to God, but you never realize He's going to talk to you. He said, son, didn't I say in my word you could ask for anything and I would do it for you? I said, well, yes, Lord. He said, well, can you imagine that's what He would say to all of us today? Did I not say that if you had faith and doubt not, only what would be impossible with us? What is it we don't understand about that? What is that we don't understand about that? Well, let's go back over and let's go on to 2 Peter again. And let's go over a little bit about what we talked about last week. I want to go to 2 Peter 1, start with verse 1, and we won't go into the depth we did last week about the first few verses, because we got about halfway through that chapter. 2 Peter 1, 1, and I want you to see this again. The reason I'm doing this, you'll find out as we get further down in there. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have. Now, that's supposed to be all of us that are believers in Jesus Christ. And Peter, you notice Peter says this same precious faith. Because if we have that same precious faith and we believe it, what did our king just say over there in Matthew 17 that we could do if we had that kind of faith? What would be impossible with us? Nothing.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Who Are We Going to Believe? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.